you just got to identify, like, if you have relationships that are pulling you back, or, you know, you just can't be yourself in front of them anymore. Like, you're trying to grow. You're trying not to use profanity in front of your kids. You're trying not to get drunk all the time. You're trying to pursue your relationship with God, like, and they're just holding you back. You just got to slowly pull away. And then I think easiest way is to find those people in some of these core values that you have that you want to run towards and say, hey man, let's hang out in this area, right? Like, we may not have all this history together. We may not have kids in the same grade, but you know, we can come together and we can build on these things, right? I can encourage you in these areas. You can encourage me. Welcome back to The Donkey.
And The Bee.
Where men are jackasses.
And women are biatches.
Where we work together to build an extraordinary life.
Tune in to up your game in your marriage, entrepreneurship, and finances. Welcome back to another episode of The Donkey and The Bee with your hosts Brett and Laura Shakavis. If you don't know by now, he is the donkey right there and yeah. I am the bee. Bzzz. On the show, we talk all things marriage, entrepreneurship, and finances, and kind of a lot of in between as well, like we were talking about today. Today, we are talking about growing apart from your friend group. Now, there may be a lot of people out there who maybe hang out with their high school buddies still. Maybe they graduated 25, 30 years ago, and they have their pals, and they get along, and they all talk about the good old days. And we're going to kind of talk about that because we kind of experienced that same type of thing. And we're going to talk kind of our how we slowly grew apart from our friend group.
Yeah. We pretty much got to a place where we don't have a lot of things in common anymore, right? We spent decades together, high school friends, college friends, restaurant friends, drinking buddies, pals, and all that kind of stuff, right? But we are not the people that we used to be, and we just don't really relate too much anymore. So there comes a time and place, right, where if you are pursuing growth, if you are pushing higher levels and limits in certain areas of your life, where sometimes you just don't feel like you fit in anymore with some of your old buddies.
Yeah. It started when we stopped drinking so much. I think that was one thing. And the next thing was we were pushing toward a certain financial goal because we were starting our business and we were, you know, pushing to flip a certain amount of homes at that time. And then it became, you know, we started working out and, you know, we were into fitness and really started going to church and really focusing on a relationship with God. And so there was a lot of different facets to our life that just wasn't the same to what it was when we were in our early 20s. And so I think that's where we started to feel like we didn't have anything in common because of those new things that we took on to become the better versions of ourselves. It was like, we didn't blame them for that. It was us just, I think, just having a different trajectory than mm-hmm. they were. And, you know, we still talk every now and again with these certain individuals, but it's just different.
Yeah. So they were not the people that changed.
Yes.
Or we changed.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And we said amongst ourselves, right, like, here are these certain things we want to grow in, right? We've talked about, like, our family core values, talking about finances and our marriage and our kids and our faith and our fitness, our mental health, all these different things. And we got on this kick, you know, not long after college, where it was like we got excited about some of these things. And we were very growth-oriented, very motivated kind of people. And we just started pursuing these things, and there was kind of this slow creep of like 6 months, you know, hey Brett, you're kind of standing out, like, why are you pushing for these things, right? Like, isn't your business good enough? Like, don't you have enough money, right? Like, why are you pushing to have like this much money, right? Don't you think it's too much, right? Like, why are you going to the gym? Why are you CrossFitting? Why are you doing like ultra races? Like, that's just not what we're all doing, right? We just want to sit around and drink beer and like party and like cuss a lot in front of our kids. And it's like, wow, you know, I have these other goals in mind mm-hmm. and I'm starting to get uncomfortable. And then you're starting to get uncomfortable because yeah. I'm not reciprocating with dropping F-bombs in front of my kids and stuff. And it's like, can we not? And then it's like, well, I guess we're just not gonna hang out in front of the kids anymore. And then it's like a little bit later, well, maybe we're just not gonna do that double date. And you know, it was just kind of a gradual thing where, again, we were the ones changing And sometimes you just kind of need to know, hey, you know what? Here's my goal. Here's my growth trajectory. And sometimes it's time to find friends in different facets of life that you can grow towards and not necessarily replace your friends. You don't become not friends with them, but there's more of a seasons and a time and a place when you're saying, hey, you know what? I want to have different friends that are going to challenge me in these other certain ways that I can grow towards these certain goals that I have.
So you bring up a good topic to talk about on this is finding friends that don't necessarily have all of the things that you want in a friend, maybe focusing on one facet of them that you really look up to or that they are farther along in the path than you are. So for example, maybe there's a friend who is super into fitness, is really in shape, has, you know, got their nutrition down and their schedule, and they're very habitual about going to the gym, and you respect their opinion because they've been doing this for years, decades maybe. And so maybe you want to hang out with them, be around them for that because you like that about them. There may be certain things that you don't like about them that you don't necessarily see eye to eye with, which is fine because you have that one facet about them that you like. And for another example, maybe there's a friend who is further along in their spiritual walk with God, and you really respect that. You know that they've dived in their word, that they have a true relationship that you want to emulate. And so you want to hang out with them and learn about them and about their relationship with God. So you hang out with them because of that. So I think there's different reasons why you can have certain friends. I think it's not just all about you. It's not just leveling yourself up. We're not trying to be selfish here. Like, we want to, you know, iron sharpens iron. You want to be able to level up that person as well. So I think that's also the goal is, you know, same thing with you in a marriage. Like, we want to level each other up. We're constantly going to the next level in all areas of our life. And so it's very similar to that in friendships.
It's super hard to find that guy or that girl or even that couple, right, that you want to be like besties with and have all of these different things that you want to line up, right? Like, you have similar parenting styles, right? You both are people of faith. You're both, you know, very fitness oriented. You're, you know, got your finances together. You're pursuing that. There's a lot of different things that are important to us. And especially when you have young kids, right? Like, you kind of pull back, you kind of try and shelter, especially in that, you know, before they're in high school or even further, you're trying to protect them from some of these things and you want to pull back. So to find a couple or a guy or a girl that has all these things, it's, you know, there's not a ton of them out there, right? Like, it's hard to find that person once you have been pretty growth oriented and you're pushing yourself to some of these high level of goals. But I think it's practical to find people who like have two or three of your same core values in there, right? Like, I try and find like either business people that love God, right? Like, if they got great kids together, perfect. But sometimes, right, they got this like crappy dog that's trying to jump all over you and like get on your couch. It's like, ah, dang, the dog.
That is a deal killer for Brett. If you do not have a dog that's trained, nope, sorry.
Right? If you can't train your dog, what does that say about you?
It's true. It's very true.
Yeah. What are your kids going to be if you can't train your dog?
That's true.
Anyways, so like that, right? Or at the gym, right? If I'm, you know, at the gym and there's some guys that are just like, they're totally crushing it, right? Or they're doing some like crazy Ironmans or ultra races or something like that. I really want to be around those kind of guys. And if I can find that with either their business guys also, or that where they're people of faith, you know, that's pretty common for me to find people who have like two, three of these things in there. But if you're trying to find like, they also have this kids in the same age group and the kids want to hang out together and you like the spouse too, right? It's like, it's super hard to find all of those kind of things.
I mean, to be completely honest with you, We've found a couple couples. That sounds kind of funny. But it's not very frequent that we find a family that has like all of that together. And I think that's okay. I think we've come to a realization that it's kind of an anomaly in a way. It's a unicorn. If you find it, like, cherish it. So we just focus on the two to three facets of that person that we're striving to be. And so that's how we find friends, is through that.
Yeah. So I think really the practical lesson here is, one, you just got to identify, like, if you have relationships that are pulling you back, or, you know, you just can't be yourself in front of them anymore, like, you're trying to grow. You're trying not to use profanity in front of your kids. You're trying not to get drunk all the time. You're trying to pursue your relationship with God, like, and they're just holding you back. You just got to slowly pull away. And then I think easiest way is to find those people in some of these core values that you have that you want to run towards and say, hey, man, let's hang out in this area, right? Like, we may not have all this history together. We may not have kids in the same grade, but, you know, we can come together. We can build on these things, right? I can encourage you in these areas. You can encourage me in these kind of areas.
Yeah. And I think it's super important to talk about this because I think as adults, we don't really talk about it. It's harder to find friends when you're adult. You know, it's easier when you're kids because you're at school. You're at school and there's kids everywhere. You make friends everywhere, right? It's like in college, the same thing, but that's like the last step. So when you're like in your 30s, it's like you're either finding them at your gym or your church or your workplace.
You know, what's hard about being entrepreneurs or owning your own company
is,
everyone you work with, you can hire or fire, right? Like, it's like, want to hang out? No, I probably shouldn't, right? Like,
that's
kind of awkward.
Uh-huh. That's very true. So we're talking about this now because we want to let people know that it's okay. It's okay to slowly grow past your current friend group. And it's okay to reach out to new people and build new relationships with people that you want to emulate.
Yeah. And it's nothing against your old friends.
Yeah, not at all.
You're just the one changing. You're going
to do you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let them do you them. You're going to do you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, push for those bigger goals. Don't let anybody stop you.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Donkey and the Bee. Hit that like and subscribe button, and we will see you on the next one.